Hi, this is Jacob. Were you with us last time down Gilead Lane? If you weren't, you missed out on finding little raccoon babies.
Raccoon babies? How adorable!
But more importantly, you missed seeing Maya and Ms. Kopeck starting to become friends.
Hi, Ms. Kopeck.
Hello.
You do remember Ms. Kopeck, don't you?
Blanche Kopeck is that lady the Richters just hired from some cleaning service out east. Word has it she can't stand kids, or people in general for that matter.
Boy, that was true.
This is completely unacceptable work. It may be your first day of training, but I still expect good work, and your incessant whistling and daydreaming do not get the job done. Am I understood?
Yes, ma'am.
But the Richters have always had Ms. Kopeck under their thumb. She did anything for them. But why?
There's a story inside of Blanche that none of you has even tried to uncover. And instead of just reacting to people when they're mean to us or when they do things we don't like, we really need to listen, to try and hear what they're really saying, way deep down inside.
Come on. There's a good story to hear down Gilead Lane.
I told you when we took the raccoons in that it was just for the weekend.
I didn't think you were serious.
Well, I was. Honey, we need to do what's best for the raccoons. And to do that, we need to let them go back into the wild as soon as possible.
I know, but I still don't like it.
Haley, the vet will know exactly when to release them into the wild, and he'll know someone who can properly take care of them until then.
Well, can I at least come with you when you drop them off?
Sure. I think everyone's planning on coming. Except Brooke. She had to work today.
I was just going to take them for a walk.
A walk?
Yeah, I finally found the right size leashes for them.
Haley, you are something else.
Wreck your life! Wreck your life! This family saved your life.
And what a life it is.
Better than the life you would have had otherwise. What would you have done on your own with a baby? That child proved you couldn't do
reservation twice. Under McClintock.
Okay. James?
Yes.
Okay. Let me just get your key. And if you could just sign right here.
Sure.
I'm talking about Maya and the mother she needs.
How dare
do you have that key?
Oh, yes. Right here. And we also offer a full breakfast. Would you like that in your room or in the downstairs dining room?
Is that what Maya is?
I think in my room.
I'm through with this. You'll do as I say.
Yes, definitely in my room, please.
I'm not through with this. I won't let this family wreck another child's life like they wrecked mine. I don't believe this. You're lecturing me on how to raise my daughter.
What this is, Monica, is a woman who had the compassion to give her daughter the loving and caring home she deserved, trying to convince you to do the same for your daughter. Inexcusable.
I'll, show you to your room now.
Right. Sure hope the walls are well insulated.
Well, it's a good thing you brought them in, ma'am.
Oh, yeah?
These animals can be dangerous if handled improperly.
Dangerous? But they're babies.
Well, babies, yes. But still raccoons. Now, I heard one of you insisted that they not be held or touched.
That would be Justin.
Well, bravo, Justin. Great. That was precisely what you should have done.
Well, thanks. So, how long do you think it'll be before they're released into the wild?
Yeah, and do you think they'll come and visit us?
Well, I can't say whether or not they'll come to visit, but they should be releasable in about 2 or 3 weeks.
So who will take care of them until then?
There's a wildlife rehabber about 20 miles from here. They'll take good care of these little guys.
That wasn't as hard as I thought it was going to be.
No?
No. I mean, I want them to be happy.
Yeah, they'll have a good life in the woods.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think you're right, Mikey.
Hey, guys, maybe we should go to see Grace when we get home.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Why?
Because she's got a pet we can touch.
Yeah.
And I'll bet Finn would be glad.
Who is it?
It's me, Brooke, Miss Kopeck.
Oh, come in.
Are you all right?
Of course I am. Why shouldn't I be?
I mean, is everything okay with you and Mrs. Richter?
Oh, yes. You heard, didn't you?
It's okay, Ms. Kopeck. You don't need to explain anything to me.
Well, there's really not much to explain, is there? It's a rather open and shut case, I'm afraid. I made some bad choices, had a child, didn't know how to raise her on my own, so I gave her up for adoption. End of story.
What about your parents?
My parents disowned me as soon as I told them.
I'm so sorry.
I don't need or deserve your pity, Brooke. I made choices, and those choices had consequences. Though I never dreamed consequences could last this long. Well, I guess you got your explanation after all.
Ms. Kopeck,
I'll see you in the morning then, Brooke.
Yeah. Good night.
Good night.
Only one person can let it out. Oh, when pigs fly. I just can't understand her.
Who are you talking to, Mr. Keith?
Hello, Timmy. I was just... Oh, never mind.
Is there something wrong?
Oh, there's something wrong, all right. But there's nothing I can do about it.
Can we help?
Apparently, there's only one person who can help. And I'm afraid that person isn't very willing.
Well, who is it?
I wish I could tell you, Justin. I wish I could tell all of you. But I just, I ask Grace your questions. She's the one who should be answering them. I've just about had it with keeping all these secrets.
Are those Morrison voices I hear?
Oh. Hi, hey, Grace. We came to see Finn. And you.
Timmy?
Yeah, and you.
Well, come on in then. Mr. Key and I just finished having some lemonade. Would you like some?
You mean Operation Lemonade?
Timmy!
What's that, Timmy?
Nothing.
Why is Mr. Key so upset, Grace?
Yeah, what secrets was he talking about?
Well, if they're really secrets, I can't tell you, can I?
But I'm really good at keeping secrets, Grace. I usually don't tell anyone.
You're not helping our case, Tim.
It doesn't matter how good you are at keeping secrets. This one isn't mine, so I couldn't tell you even if I wanted to.
Come in.
Brooke, honey, is everything all right?
Yeah, you were pretty quiet at dinner, kiddo.
Yeah, I'm fine. It's just something happened at the bed and breakfast tonight.
Oh?
You want to talk about it?
Actually, I'd love to. I mean, I wanted to help her. That's why I went to her office in the first place. But when I got there, I didn't really know what to say.
It sounds like you reacted very appropriately, Brooke.
I wanted to say more to her, but she just kind of blurted it all out, and then she shooed me out the door before I could really respond.
Yeah, well, the important thing is that Ms. Kopeck knows that you aren't judging her. And I think you conveyed that to her.
I just felt so bad for her. I mean, I had no idea that her past was so sad. I'm sure her parents disowning her made her feel even guiltier.
I'm sure it did. What Miss Kopeck did was wrong, Brooke, but her decision to give that baby life and then decide what was best for her daughter was selfless and courageous. Mm-hmm. It's just too bad more people don't tell her that.
Well, it's much easier for people to talk about what she did wrong than what she did right.
Mm. Yeah, that's another reason I'm glad you told us, Brooke. We'll need to tell your brothers and your sister the true story before all the other versions start circulating around Coleraine.
That's for sure.
Are you sure this is going to work, Haley?
Well, Mr. Key's our best chance. Grace sure isn't going to tell us anything.
No kidding.
Oh, Rutabaga. Come back here. You can run, but you can't hide. Ha! Gotcha. Secrets. It's wrong, I tell you, it's wrong.
Hi, Mr. Key. What are you doing?
I'm swatting flies, can't you tell?
Outside?
That's the easiest place to find flies, isn't it? Oh, they're everywhere. Oh. Another one. I'll never understand her, keeping a secret for all these years. It's just not right.
What's not right?
Keeping secrets, that's what. People should pay for the choices they make.
What people?
What choices?
Like I said before, I can't tell you a thing. A promise is a promise.
But I thought you just said that keeping all these secrets was wrong.
That I did, Haley. That I did. But I'm afraid the way I feel about it doesn't really matter. It's not up to me whether or not to continue this facade for the whole town.
Facade?
It means a false image to me. And it fits Coleraine just perfectly.
I'll get it. Hi, Mrs. Kopeck. What are you doing here?
I came to pick you up, silly. You got tennis lessons, remember?
Yeah, I know, but...
But what?
Well, my mom said that she was gonna take me.
She's taking you? Well, I can't believe it, but I'm not complaining. Is she taking you to lunch, then?
No, she's dropping me off at the Morrisons for the afternoon.
I see. Blanche, you are not needed here this morning. You may go tend to your duties at the bed and breakfast. I gave Becca the morning off, so I'm sure Brooke could use your help.
I hear Maya's going to the Morrisons again.
Yes, well, I've discovered that there are worse influences for Maya than the Morrisons.
There certainly are. So it's a good thing all you're doing is dropping her off.
That will be all, Blanche.
Oh, goodbye, Miss Kopeck. Have a good day at the bed and breakfast.
Goodbye, Maya. You have a good day, too.
Excited when Miss Kopeck dropped me off yesterday, and I'm happy to be here now. But I still feel sad about Miss Kopeck, and I know my mom doesn't want me to see her anymore.
Oh, I think Miss Kopeck knows that too. She looked pretty upset when she came into the bed and breakfast this morning.
Well, of course she is. You two are just starting to become friends.
Yeah, we are friends.
And we all know Miss Kopeck could use as many of those as she can get right now.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure it'll be better, Maya. Your mom's just upset about it right now.
Thanks, Anna, but I don't think she's gonna change her mind. Today when she dropped me off, she told me that all Miss Kopeck was hired help, and that I needed to remember that.
How could she say such a thing? Oh, I'm sorry, Maya. I didn't mean I know she's your mom.
Oh, it's okay, Brooke. I didn't understand it either. My mom's upset a lot lately.
Sorry we're late for the attic meeting. Oh, we were waiting for Mikey.
What were you doing, Mikey?
Having a snack.
Isn't it almost time for dinner?
Mom said we might eat later tonight because she was spending the day over at Grace's, and I knew I'd never make it.
You didn't tell me dinner was going to be later. I want a snack, too.
Do you want us to wait for you, Timmy?
No, I never understand what's going on until someone explains it to me anyway. You'll tell me later, right, Brooke?
Sure thing.
Okay, so did you guys talk about any Operation Lemonade stuff yet?
A little, but I'll bring you up to speed later.
All right, good idea. We're already running late. Well, I'll take down the attendance while you guys start on our first order of business.
Okay. Which is?
Well, I don't know what you had in mind, Justin, but we really need to talk about keeping Operation Lemonade to ourselves.
Shouldn't Timmy be here for this? He said Operation Lemonade to Grace.
I know, and I'll talk to him about it. But it's good for all of us to remember to keep our investigation of what happened to Grace and any and all code words just between us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Haley, are you going to tell them about Mr. Key?
Yeah. Isn't that why we called this whole emergency attic meeting in the first place?
Oh, right. Timmy and I went to go see Mr. Key after we all ran into him over at Grace's house.
And?
And he almost spilled the beans.
You mean the lemonade.
Right. He said he would love to tell us everything, but that it wasn't his secret to tell.
And before, he said we should ask Grace.
Which doesn't tell us a whole lot, since we already know that Grace knows what we're trying to figure out.
And Mr. Key is really no different from anyone else in Coleraine.
Yeah, he won't tell us a thing. But no one else wants to tell us anything.
And Mr. Key does.
Exactly. Timmy and I are going over there again after the attic meeting to see if he'll budge.
Glad I had that snack. Mommy said dinner wouldn't be for another half an hour, and I'm already hungry.
A half an hour isn't much time to work on Mr. Key, Timmy. I hope this works.
What's that sound?
Shh! I think Mr. Key's swatting flies again.
Are you sure we should go over there now? He seemed pretty mad when he was doing that before.
Yes, we have to go now. We need to get to him before Grace does. Come on, Timmy.
At least I can get rid of these flies. Even if I can't get rid of the real pests in Coleraine.
Maybe he means us.
He can't mean us. Hi, Mr. Key.
You kids are back again, are you? Are you looking for Grace?
Because if you are, you found me.
Oh, hi. Hi, Grace.
It's a beautiful day, isn't it? What are you two up to today?
Nothing.
Yeah, nothing. We just wanted to talk to Mr. Key.
You did you? Well, what did you want to talk to him about, Timmy? Fishing?
No, not really.
We just wanted to, you know, visit.
Visit? About what?
About you.
Timmy? Kids, they say the funniest things, don't they? What Timmy means is we wanted to just...
Well, I think I know what Timmy means, Haley. And I just have one thing to tell you before I'm on my way. Mr. Key isn't going to tell you what you want to hear.
He's not...
Timmy?
No, he's not. Mr. Key's house has always been a safe place for friends to take their confidences. Though I'm afraid not such a safe place for flies.
Ms. Kopeck! Ms. Kopeck, I'm here for work. Are you here?
In my office, Brooke.
Oh, hi, Ms. Kopeck. I was just wondering what you wanted me to... Are you leaving?
Yes, Brooke, I am.
Because of Maya?
No. What I tried to do before was for Maya. This is for me.
Does Mrs. Richter know you're leaving?
She will as soon as she gets the note I left her.
Are you gonna say goodbye to Maya?
I already did. In a way. And I think you and I both know that even if I stayed, I wouldn't be seeing Maya anymore. I have a letter for her too, though, and... I'd appreciate it if you'd give it to her. I don't want Monica to get her hands on it.
Oh, okay, I'll give it to her. But where are you going?
I'm not sure, Brooke. All I know is it's time to claim my freedom.
Freedom from what?
From the control of other people.
From the Rick...
Brooke, the point is, I'm 52 years old and I've lived my entire life in the captivity of others' opinions.
I think I understand, Ms. Kopeck, and I'll pray for you.
Now, this is no time to get all gushy and preachy, Brooke. I won't stand for any of that.
Well, can I at least give you a hug?
A hug? I... Of course. Well, there. I have to go. I wish you all the best.
You too, Ms. Kopeck.
Over here, Brooke.
There you are. I didn't think I'd ever find you.
The park's not that big. Why'd you want to meet here anyway?
I thought you might want some privacy to read this.
Thanks. Who's it from?
Ms. Kopeck.
Ms. Kopeck? Cool. What? She's leaving?
She's already gone.
But she didn't even say goodbye.
I think that's what the letter was for.
She couldn't do it in person?
I know it's hard, but she really did need to leave.
Because of my parents, right?
Actually, it was a lot bigger than that.
What do you mean?
Well, think about it this way. Ms. Kopeck's kind of free now.
Free?
Mm-hmm. I think she had to get out of here if she was ever going to find real freedom.
What real freedom, Brooke?
You know, when you find out who God is.
You think she's going to become a Christian?
Well, this is the way I figure it. Ms. Kopeck's gone because she's looking for the truth.
And she couldn't find that here.
No, she couldn't.
Okay, but why does that mean she might become a Christian?
Because the Bible says that the truth will set you free. And I don't know, Maya, but I just think she's a lot closer than she's ever been.
Wow. But she still could have said goodbye. She was my friend, Brooke. You don't just leave friends.
I know, but just...
You're right, Maya. I should have said goodbye. And I am your friend.
Miss Kopeck!
But I thought you said that
you... A woman has a right to change your mind, doesn't she?
Yeah, I think she does. I'll see you later, Maya.
Okay. Bye, Brooke. Thanks for bringing me the letter. And for talking with me.
You're welcome. I'm glad it wasn't your only surprise. Bye, Miss Kopeck.
Goodbye, Brooke.
Are you really leaving, Miss Kopeck?
I'm afraid so, Maya.
But what about our lunches at the Sunrise Grill?
Those were great memories, weren't they? I sure am glad we have them.
Me too, but I still wish you weren't leaving.
I know, Maya. But I'm afraid I have to.
So you just came to say goodbye?
And to thank you.
For what?
For being such a good friend to me. I think you're the best friend I ever had, Maya.
Really? I don't think I've ever been anyone's best friend before.
Oh, I bet you have. You just don't know it yet. Now listen, I need to get going.
Okay. Bye, Miss Kopeck. I'll miss you.
Oh, well, I'll miss you too, Maya.
So Blanche Kopeck is leaving Coleraine for good? Literally. She's off to find a better life. One that is free from the guilt she has been carrying for the mistake she made years ago. And you've got to hand it to Maya. This is a young girl who's been a Christian for just a short time, and already she's having an impact on others. If you've been listening to the show for a while, you might remember how mean Maya used to be. Now, we have hope that the seeds of forgiveness she planted with Ms. Kopeck will grow into faith. If you know Christ as your Savior, then you know the freedom Ms. Kopeck is looking for, and it comes only by faith in Christ. This is really important. In Romans chapter 3, Paul writes how none of us can be declared righteous by God's standard. We have all sinned and fall short of the glory of God, but that we are justified freely by His grace through the redemption that came by Christ Jesus. If you want to know more about the freedom of living a life of faith in Christ, talk to your parents or a church leader. You can even contact us here at CBH Ministries. We would love to hear from you. Our address is P.O. Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan, 49501. We'd love to send you materials to help you learn more about God's love for you. Down Gilead Lane is produced by CBH Ministries because God loves kids. This week's episode, Free for All, Part 2, was written and directed by Sarah Osinski. The production engineer was Scott Heckman, with music by Steve Wick. The executive producer is Randy Heckman. I'm Jacob. See you again next time, Down Gilead Lane.